We finished the Siyat Dishmai Hilchos Kriyashma, and we're up now to Hilchos Tefillah Siman Pei Tes. I just want to go back. This one, we didn't really touch on it, although Reb Shimon asked the question. It's something that's very, you know, we learned all these sugyas about Tzoa and Erva, and just one thing that's very relevant, which I still don't have a great handle on, but it seems like it is problematic to change dirty diapers in front of Sfarim, which is something that, you know, each house, each of our homes has more Sfarim than you used to have in a whole shtetl in Europe. So the Sfarim all over the place. So it's, you know, I don't know, it's not so simple. I never paid attention to this. Even, I have to check, but even in the baby's room, in the girl's room, we have a baby's room. I don't know. I don't store Sfarim there, but it could very well be that they have a sitter there, or they have a chumash, or they have school books. And that would seem to be an issue. And the other issue that comes up is being uncovered in front of Sfarim. So in Ishei Yisrael, it points out on a footnote that just like the Rama says that if Din Erva does not apply till a boy is 9 or a girl is 3, so it would seem like if they're under that age, even in front of Svarim, so if it doesn't have a Din Erva for me to say Kriya Shema, I will not have a Din Erva being exposed in front of the Svarim. But dirty diapers, you know, 2.5-year-old, so her Erva is not an Erva, but the Tzoa is still Tzoa, so that's something that still needs a little bit more work, and maybe... I don't know. I don't want to say it's usher. I don't know if it's usher. I hope it's not usher because I haven't paid attention to this for years and years. But definitely something that needs a little bit more research. Okay, so let's start Hilchos Tefillah Siman Pei Tes. Hilchos Tefillah Uzman. What is the zman of Tefillah? Tefillah Shachar specifically. Okay, right. We're going according to the order of the day. So the Mishnah in Brachos, beginning of the fourth parak, says Tefillah Shachar Ad Chatzos. So, in general, when we talk about hours, we had about Kriya Shema Tefillah, we split up the day. There's a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, famous machlokes. Magen Avraham says from Alos HaShachar, which is somewhere between, in Dirshu, wants to bring down now 72 to 96 minutes before sunrise. Mishnah Berurah says 72 minutes. Rav Nevuzal once told me in Yerushalayim it could be 90 minutes. But it's from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim, and the Gra holds that it's from sunrise to sunset. That's why when it comes to Sos Man Kriya Shema, Sos Man Tefillah, the Magen Avraham time is significantly earlier because he's starting the day more than an hour earlier. Okay, so basically we do sunrise to sunset, or the other one, and divided by 12, then you get a halachic hour, shows manios, and that's how you figure out dalet shows. Fine. The Rush points out that whole Mishnah never talks about the beginning zman of davening. This is until shachris, until mincha, until doesn't musaf, until it doesn't tell you what the beginning time is. So the Rush points this out right at the beginning over here, perek dalet. Says that the Tan of the Mishnah did not bother explaining because it's pashit, we're following the zman of the Korban, we're giving you the ending Zman of the Korban, and Memela, we learn from there that the beginning Zman is also the beginning Zman of the Korban. So when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, we basically have three Zmanim, I guess. There's the Ikka Zman, the best time, which we're going to see is right after Netzach Hama, right? Davening Netzach, Shemoneh Esrei starts right by sunrise. Then we have the beginning Zman, based on the Gemara Brachos. Tosis over there, it's Alos HaShachar. Let's call it 72 minutes before sunrise, which is the theoretical earliest time a person can daven Shemoneh Esrei. Now, there's a bunch of issues with that. One is that we have a Seder of davening, and Shema comes before Shemoneh Esrei. So, daven Shema that early is a big problem. Talis and Tefillin can't make a bracha that early. So, meaning Shemoneh Esrei standing alone in theory is allowed from Alos HaShachar, as all daytime mitzvahs b'di'evet are allowed from Alos HaShachar, but it becomes problematic if you can't wear your tefillin and you can't put your talis and you can't say Kriya Shema. But that's a theoretical starting point of Shemoneh Esrei. And then we're going to discuss the Sovzman. Okay, so let's get started. Hey, test of Zman, Tefillah Shachar, Mitzvah Sheyatchil, Im HaNetzach Hama. the mitzvah, the best way to do it is im hanetzachama. Kidechseva, as the pasuk says, yira ucha im shamash, with the sun, with the rising of the sun. Kemish Yosef Katan Aleph points out, hi hasha shachama matchelet lizroach b'rashei haharim. When the sun starts to come up above the mountains. Now, Rav Nemezal points out, a footnote, there's a whole discussion how to calculate sunrise. Is it when the sun comes over the mountains, or do you pretend the mountains are not there? One's called Netz Hanira, one is not Netz Hanira, I don't know, he calls it astrology, whatever it is, astrology. Okay. Then the Mechaber continues, V'im hispal misha'ola amura shachar, if you daven from amura shachar, alosa shachar, the he'ir pnei amizrach, and the east side of the sky has lit up a little bit, yatsa. So that line, he'ir pnei amizrach, is troublesome, is a huge biralacha describing it, because if you look outside 72 minutes before sunrise, it is in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what it's like in other places in the world, it's pitch dark. Pitch dark. So, I don't know exactly how that fits in. That's part of the discussion. Is there one drop of light? Is there supposed to be a lot of light? I don't know. We're going to just go with regular understanding that it's Alos HaShachar, which is 72 minutes before Neitz, is the earliest time for Shema Nesrei. Then the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph continues, like third or fourth line, Ach, Kishemashkim Lotzis, so that person's going on the road. He's going, he has a flight. Right? This comes up every now and then, a person flies out, has an early bird flight, you gotta wake up early, no one wants to daven on the plane, that's not Kishmak. Maybe you don't want to daven in the airport, that's also not Kishmak, depending on what country you're in. So Kiagan the Shadoch Gaon is the Mutul Hakdim Kidulakamin Basifchas, as we'll see, Akopan Yantil Mizavarch. Okay, so again, in theory, the earliest you could daven is from Alos HaShachar, but Yamtinu Mizavarch al Tfilin Shiakas Chaver Ragim Exod Bechlan Amas Mikon Osu Barchalin. You can't make the bracha on the talis and the tfilin before Misha Yakir. Okay, there's all a whole bunch of opinions of what is Misha Yakir, and Hashem Zalman holds that it is 50 minutes before. 50 minutes before Neitz is the earliest time you can make the bracha. There are others who are more machmir, have to wait a little bit longer than that. Okay, so again, this is the din of tefillah, but it doesn't relate to the tefillin, it doesn't relate to the talis, doesn't necessarily relate to Shema Shema, we had all discussion about. Right, that's what if he continues another few lines down, last couple of lines of Sifkat and Aleph, become welcome Yeshiz Arshalikos, Kriyashma Kokach Bashkama, you shouldn't say Shema so early, the Hanu Kodim Shiyas Chavir Brichlik Tal Amas, Deze Osir Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you can't say Shema that early. Bishatzatchak, you can also say it that early. But by Kriyashma, it seems to be worse than by Tfil, by Shmona Esra. Okay, so we have the main Zman, the best Zman, the Ikar Zman is by Neitz itself, right after Neitz. We have the earliest theoretical time is from Alos HaShachar, which is 72 minutes, let's say, before sunrise. Okay, now how long does it go? So that's the Mishnah, that's the Machlokas, based on the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. Tanakama says until Chatzos midday, and Rida says until the fourth hour. And we conclude it's the full fourth hour. Right? Until 4 hours in the day. Now, the Gemara paskins on this machlok is like Rabbi Yehuda, because there is a Stam Mishnah in Edyos that goes with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And therefore, it sounds like if you just have the Gemara, Halacha Kriyas Yehuda, the latest time that you could daven Shemoneh Esrei on a 6th or 6th day would be 4 hours into the day, 10 o'clock in the morning. And if someone wakes up at 10:30, they miss Shachris. That's what it sounds like. Okay? However, that is not the case. And Lamaisa, everyone seems to agree that you can daven until Chatzos. And the Gemara lays down a Yesod when it comes to missing a tefillah. So the Gemara over there, the first sugya in the fourth parak of Brachos, is a sugya called Tashlumin, which we'll get to in Simen Kuf Ches. So a person misses davening, he can make it up. He can daven two Shmon Esrei is a mincha, the first one's mincha, the second one is a makeup for Shachos. And the Gemara over there talks about where you would get Schar Tefillah, but not Schar Tefillah Bezman. So you make up the davening, you get schar tefillah, not schar tefillah bezman. So now the question is, if the Gemara passes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that tefillah shachar is only until dalet shos, and we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, so how can you daven after 10 o'clock? So there's two approaches in the Rishonim and in the Beis Yosef. The first approach is that perhaps according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason you can daven after dalet shos is like teshlumin. Just like if you missed altogether, you can make up prayer, make up tefillah, daven teshlumin. So too, if you miss dalet shos, you miss the zman, like gamre, according to Rabbi Yehuda perhaps, but you can make it up, and you can make it up right away, right after 10 o'clock. You daven, but you're not davening b'torah shachris, ikar shachris, you're davening as a makeup for shachris that you missed. Now, l'may nafkimina, what does it matter if you're davening as an ikar tefillah of shachris or as a tashlumin? Very important nafkimina, and that is, why did you miss it? Because we know that if a guy just says, I'm not in the mood to daven today, I'm not in the mood to daven shachris today, then by mincha he feels very guilty, he feels very bad, he wants to daven tashlumin, he can't do that. There's no tashlumin for mazid, for missing it on purpose. It's only for shogeg, for ones. He forgot, he wasn't paying attention, he fell asleep, he ended up in the bathroom, whatever the difference, we'll get all the details in kufches. So if that's understanding, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, we passing Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be able to doubt if you only if you missed b'shogeg, b'onis. The guy woke up at 10:30. Okay, woke up late. We'll call that. That's for sure a shogeg. He can enough of a shogeg at least for tashlumin, and he can daven now. But otherwise, he wouldn't be able to daven now. The other mahalik, but the Rambam doesn't say like that. Now it seems like the Rif and the Rosh do hold like that. The Rif and the Rosh seem to hold that. And you can only daven after 10 o'clock in the morning shachris if you missed the b'shogeg, but not if you missed the b'mezid. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam's lashon, even if he was over, even on purpose, he pushed off davening. I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood. 11 o'clock, he says, now I'm in the mood. So, according to the Rambam, that's not a great thing to do, but he's allowed to daven. Why is he allowed to daven? It was b'torah tashlumin. So, if it's b'torah tashlumin, it shouldn't work. So, the Beis Yosef explains that according to the Chacham, you could daven lichatchila until chatzos, chatchila bezman. We're passing like the Chachamim. If you're going to say according to the Yudi, you can't daven at all after 10 o'clock, it's such a huge machlokas. So, in order to kind of, we don't want the machlokas to be an extreme machlokas, we like to bring the sides a little bit closer. So, Beis Yosef basically says, Misvara, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, until Dalet Shos is Chatzvila Bizmana, but after Dalet Shos is still Zman of Shachris, and you can still dive in, not B'tor Tashumim, B'tor Shachris, and you get Chatzvila, and not Chatzvila Bizmana, and the machlokas between Rida and the Chachamim is, do you get Schar Tefillah Bezmana between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam. So, let's see that right now. V'nimshach Zman ad sof arba shol shu shlish hayom. The Zman continues until the end of the fourth hour, which is a third of the day, right? Depending on, we're going to work with an easy 60 minute hour, till 10 o'clock. Now here goes the Mechaber, like the Rambam. V'im ta'o. Hold on. Okay. The imta o ovar. Ovar means he did it b'mezid. He wasn't in the mood to daven. He pushed it off till after 10 o'clock. The ispalel achar arba shos ar chatzos. He davens between 10 and 12. Between the end of the fourth hour and chatzos. Afal pi she'eno schar tefila bizmana. Because you don't pass him like the chachamim. Schar tefila miha ika. He still gets schar tefila, and Allah is right, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mechaber, that's the Beis Yosef, I guess the Shitasa, when he gave this Hezber, according to the Rambam, that even according to Yehuda, there's still schar tefila, just not schar tefila bezmana, between the fourth hour and the sixth hour. Now, the Mishabura points out over here that there is a team of Rishonim and Poskim that the Zman finished. And you only allowed to daven b'torah tashlumin, which means if you did it b'mezid, you can't daven now at all. So what should you do? So the Mishabura says in the beginning, in the middle of Sifkat and Vav, V'tov, towards the end of Sifkat and Vav, V'tov sheyispalel oz b'torah nedava. When he davens now, after 10 o'clock, he should daven b'torah nedava. As an optional tefillah. We're going to learn just like you can bring an optional korban, at least during the week, not on Shabbos. So you can bring an op, have an optional tefillah. So Tov she smiles, but Tov doesn't daven. Why? Ki yesh poskin shesavim to be hazed. If he's been mazed, not davening at Arba Shalos, shuv lo motzi smal klal. He's not allowed to daven anymore. Al came therefore yispala viyasna. He should daven with a tnai, make a condition. Sheimi tzaradinu pater who betoras nadava. If I'm chayiv in davening because halacha is like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, then this is my shachris. But if the halacha is like the other side, that really, since I did it b'mezid, I'm allowed to daven b'tor tashlumin, but I'm disqualified from tashlumin because I did it b'mezid. I'm really not allowed to daven now. So then my tefillah should be an optional tefillah, tefillah nadava. What if you do it Shabbos and you can't do that? You can't daven tefillah nadava. So footnote 11, the Dirshu tells us that from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, from Isha Yisrael, that he can be somech on the Shulchan Aruch and he can daven without the tanai and rely on the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. That the Ikar Zman continues, even though he doesn't get Schar Tefillah Bezmana, he does get Schar Tefillah. Okay, now we have an interesting Ramah. Says the Ramah, Hagah, V'yachar Chatzos, also this Pal Tefillah Shachris. And the common race in Kufchas. Kufchas is all the halachas of Tashlumin, making up davening. At the Chatzos, you're not allowed to daven. So, you know, to me, you know, what's the Kiddush? We know, you're not at Chatzos, and at the Chatzos, you can't daven. What do? You wait a half hour till Mincha Gdol. The Zman of Mincha starts not at Chatzos, but half hour later. Now, really, the Zman of Mincha, we're going to see right now, starts at Chatzos. But Chazal were afraid you get confused between 11:55 and 12:05. You think you're davening 12:05, it's really 11:55. You're going to daven Mincha, 11:55, you're not Yotze. So Chazal said, we want you to wait a half an hour so that it's right what they do. They looked up at the sun to figure out where the sun was. So Chazal said, we want you to wait a half an hour. And then you can daven Mincha. Okay, so 12:30 daven mincha, and then assuming that you miss shachris b'shogeg, so then he can daven the second shmona esrei as make up for shachris. Okay, now basically the question and what's going on here is when Chazal said that the zman of mincha, which should start at 12, now starts at 12:30, how severely or how seriously or to what degree did they institute that meaning? It's a double nafkamina. First of all, legabe mincha. What if I daven at 12:05? I know it's 12. I have a watch. It says 12:05. I daven 12:05. Am I yotze? So Mishabur over there at the end of Chelik Beis, which hopefully we'll get to, Bezrat Hashem, another year and a bit, year and a half. So over there, the Mishabur has a suffix. He brings on some. Say, you are yotze, some. Say, you're not yotze. And then Dishu brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that b'diavad is yotze, you should not daven again. Okay, so the question is, hey, are you yotze mincha? If you yotze mincha 12:00, it's man mikra din, it's just chazal made gzeira. So what is that gzeira? Gzeira is uprooting this man legamri, and if you daven, even b'diavad, it doesn't count? Or no, it's just preferable, you should wait till 12:30, but b'diavad, daven now, it's okay. Assuming that they uprooted it entirely, so does that mean I can daven shachris until 12:30? So the Ramah says, no, nothing doing, no shachris after 12:00, no if, ands, or buts about it. However, if you look at the Berhete, Sifkat and Dalid, the Spala, Babach, Cholekaze, Umati, the Spala, Acher, Chatzos, Achegi, Esman, Mincha Gedola, the Chem Posak, Hataz, Lamaisa. So, I'm plugging in myself. So I'm assuming that Chazal totally uprooted the Zman Mincha until 12:30. I'm assuming that they're going to say you're not Yotze if you daven Mincha between 12 and 12:30. And now there's room. It's still not Mukhrak. You don't have to say it. But now there's room to say that since the Zman of Mincha doesn't start until 12:30, Shachris could theoretically extend all the way till 12:30. That's what the Bach says Lamaisa. That's what the Taz says Lamaisa. You can daven even after Chatzos against the Ramah until 12:30. Now let's see that in the Mishabura Sifkat and Zayim. The Acher Chatzos. So the Ramah says no davening after 12:00. Period. After Chatzos. Mash Miloshen Arav. Defil takeif Acher Chatzos. Also this Palal Shachris. Even right after Chatzos, you're not davening Shachris. It doesn't matter why you missed it. Right now, there's no man's zone. There's no shachris. There's no mincha. What do? You learn for half an hour, and then you have mincha. The yesh mekilin b'chatzi shah she'achar chatzos. There are those that are making on this half hour after chatzos, right? Like we saw from the Be'eit, there's a Bach, there's a Taz, and there's others as well. Uladina mashim pirim gadim v'dechachayim. Not like that. Ain lo zuzim shach harav. Go with the Rama. No davening shachos after 12 o'clock. Dechem mashim bir agra. The be'emes kvar igiyaz man mincha shematzchaz mitzchir shava. The zman mincha starts immediately after chatzos. Elamitam she'in arbekiyim. We're not experts to know exactly what time it is. V'shem yovel litos. You might make a mistake. V'alkin osru chazal. And chazal therefore said, we don't want you daven now. Mincha. But really, it is man mincha, and therefore you cannot daven shachros now. Period. Skip down a couple of lines. Hold on, no, then he says, Alkein, kisheshaga gonenas lo espal al kodem chatzos. He woke up at chatzos, he didn't daven earlier. Yamtin acher chatzos chasi sha'a, according to the Rama, you wait a half an hour, okay, then you daven mincha, and the second tefillah will be a makeup for shachros. And that's only if he did it b'shogeg. It was a mistake, not if he did it on purpose. Okay, now last line of Sifkatan Zayin. Omnam. However, b'diavad, mispal shachas b'chatzi shazu. What if he daven shachas during this half hour? Sha'achar chatzos, b'diavad, he's yotza. V'ein tzach l'spal shenis. Derech ha'chaim, ayin sham, v'od. So that's going to be the Bach, that's the Taz, derech ha'chaim, and that seems to be how the Mishnah Berurah is passing. B'diavad, if he daven shachas after chatzos, he shouldn't do it. But if he does it, b'diavad, he's going to be yotze. V'ayim b'chidushu, b'kibegir, mashakosu, b'shem atzlach, b'inyin zeh. So the tzlach, the dirshu, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Dirshu footnote 14, so they bring down from the Tzlach a Tanai. He should make the following condition. He should daven, and he should say like this, if this is still this man Shachris, then this is my Shachris. And the next tefillah that I'm going to daven after 12:30 is going to be Mincha. But if I already missed Zman Shachris, so then I'm davening now Mincha. He owes me money. Either Zman Shachris or Zman Mincha. So I'm davening now Zman. Now I'm davening Mincha. It was B'shogeg. I missed my Shachris. Right now I'm davening 12:15. I'm davening. If it's not Zman Shachris and Zman Mincha, I'm davening Mincha. And then I'm going to daven afterwards at 12:30. That's going to be my makeup for Shachris. That's going to be my Tashlumin. Now, I don't know if you have to say it like that, but it's not mukhrach. Why can't it be no man's own? It sounds like it can't be no man's own.
I think the story is that the reason doesn't apply.
Reason of what?
Of the gzera.
What do you mean?
What was the gzera? The gzera was don't daven then because maybe...
Don't daven mincha.
Because maybe...
You'll make a mistake.
It's still in shachris. So that's what he's saying. Okay, if it's still shachris, then it's shachris. If it's not shachris, then it's mincha. Like the reason of the gzera doesn't apply.
The reason of the ikker gzera.
He has to play. He has to also.
That's assuming that you don't have a no man's zone.
The no man's zone is built on a gzera. It's a svara.
Okay, but Chazal can make a no man's zone. Chazal can say 12:30. You're not allowed to daven anything. Because you could end up davening shachris at 12:05 and you miss his man. You can end up mincha at 11:55. No shachris, no mincha, it's no man's zone, and then you don't have a mamon of shach. But he's not holding like that. He's holding it's
that
either one or the other.
Only if it's a low plug, they would do that.
Okay. So, the Mishnah brings down from Kiv Eger, from the tzlach, that he can make. He didn't, right, he didn't bring it down the maisa. Right. He just said, look at the Kiv Eger, mashkaza.
Post
him
say anything about
it? Do we actually do that? I don't know. I don't know. So again, between 12 and 12:30, if he davened mincha at that time, which he wasn't supposed to do, Kanievsky, he's yotze. If he davened shachris at that time, b'di'eved, he's yotze, like the Bach and the Prisha and the Taz and whoever else we saw over here. And the tzlach has this mamon shach. Now, if you can daven both at that time, so mamon shach you're not yotze. If I'm going to daven at 12:10 shachris until 12:20 mincha, so then for sure mamon shach I'm not going to be yotze. I don't know which one I'm not yotze. So you have to figure out which one you're not yotze.